The Senate wants to give Governor Rick Scott's recruiters $250 million to attract businesses. The House does not. The House wants $1 billion in tax cuts. The Senate says no way. Haggling over the differences will color everything that happens for the final half of session. On the House floor, Republicans patted themselves on the back for finding a way to cut another $1 billion in taxes, tuck away $2 billion for a rainy day, and still increase education spending. Here's how Republican Danny Burgess of Zephyr Hills describes it.
Florida policies have helped foster over the last year 233,100 jobs, and our job growth rate is higher than other fiscally responsible irresponsible states within the nation. And that proves that our policies are working, members.
And here's how Republican Manny Diaz of Hialeah Gardens describes it.
This is a historic level of funding, which is $105 higher per student than the 2007-2008 levels, which everyone always speaks of.
One of the biggest ignition points was abortion. The House bans any spending on Planned Parenthood. Republican Representative Larry Ahern referred to controversial videos taken in a Texas clinic that purported to show staff members negotiating the sale of fetal tissue.
We've all seen the videos. We know what's going on. The dirty little secret is out. So we have another way.
But Democrats were quick to correct the record. They pointed out that a Texas grand jury cleared the Houston clinic and indicted the filmmakers instead. Representative Kevin Rader of Boca Raton pointed out that investigations ordered by Governor Rick Scott also came up empty-handed.
I'm curious how much evidence of mishandling of fetal remains existed at any of the 16 clinics investigated across the state. I'm curious. I haven't heard anything.
Democrats also pointed out that tax cuts aren't free. Representative Cynthia Stafford of Opa-locka said the plan rewards businesses and corporations at the cost of public health.
The budget cuts over 700 positions in the Department of Health. It cuts those positions at a time when Florida is seeing the highest number of new HIV/AIDS cases in the nation.
That's not to say there weren't bright spots. Representative Gail Harrell of Stewart reminded critics that there's money in the budget set aside for the environment.
Legacy Florida is going to be a dedicated funding source for Everglades restoration. We're putting $198 million into this national treasure.
But if anyone thinks the negotiations will be sunshine and roses, Senate Appropriations Chairman Tom Lee of Brandon says think again. Here's what he told his colleagues on the floor before the conferences began.
Let me just say that if we've got $1 billion or $2 billion that we can return to the taxpayers, I completely agree that they can spend it better than I can. But we simply aren't there.
Meanwhile, the governor has some ideas of his own. He's proposing a $79.3 billion budget that cuts taxes far differently than the House. And Scott has the line item veto. For WFSU News, I'm Jim Ash.